Welcome everybody here to Oregon Lutheran Church, all the members, guests and visitors, those watching on the live stream and even later on the recording of the service. We want to welcome everybody here. I want to start off by thanking Becky Lippert. Thank you very much for being here today and filling in for us on the organ today. Let's thank her for being here and keeping the service going. We appreciate that. I do have some announcements here. There's a lot coming up here. In the bulletin, there are all the schedules and everything. I have been told a specific about one of the Owings groups. Group 2 and 3 will meet Tuesday, and Group 4 will meet Wednesday. However, Group 3, I've been told that you need to bring your rolling pins. So please, Group 3, when you come, bring your rolling pins. Also, I have a note here that the Scout Sunday is going on just down the road over here at Rock Grove. They have lunch today, and so if you have nothing going on after the service here and want to stop by, you've been invited to their lunch. Their service will end, I believe, at noon, and they'll eat shortly after that. The altar flowers are given to the glory of God in loving memory of Llewellyn Schuping by the Audrey Goble family. That is something that... it's nice that was done, but also we do express our sympathies to Llewellyn's family. She passed away February 3rd, and we had the service here Friday the 7th, and she was buried over in the cemetery. Also, we express our sympathies to the family and friends of Miss Mary Beth Hall on her death Sunday the 2nd in Hickory, and she was the wife of Pastor Hall that served here at Oregon, so she was also buried over in the cemetery. I know that there's a lot of other things here. Am I missing anything in specifically? Are there any other specific announcements? Well, if not, let's stand for the invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
Please be seated. We invite the children forward for the children's sermon. Morning. Good morning. Y'all doing good? Yeah? Good. Y'all doing good? Yeah? Good. I'm glad. We're going to talk a little bit about today something that's in the gospel. And have you ever heard of Jesus saying that we are the light to the world? No? Some of us? Yeah? A little bit? Well, what does light do? What's light do? Yeah. It lets us see, right? And so if we are the light to the world, then what should we help the world do? See, yeah. See who? God, yeah. We should tell the world about Jesus. And we should let them see Jesus. What's another way other than just telling them about Jesus that we can show the world Jesus? Does anybody remember what Jesus tells us to do? Yeah, he gives us a list of things that we should do, right? And those things are all things that help other people, that tell them about God. And so we should show the rest of the world, not just by telling them about Jesus, but by how we act. We should act like Jesus, right? We should do the things that he said to do, because then we're like the light to the world, and we show the world Jesus, right? If we were in here and there weren't a lot of lights, what would happen? It'd be really dark, yeah. It would be really dark. We'd be tripping over stuff, right? And that's what people in the world are doing, is tripping over stuff. And what we need to do is show them the light, and that's Jesus. And we're like the light to the world because we point everybody else to Jesus, and then they can be saved, and then they can live like we live, knowing who he is and helping other people know who he is too, right? Do you think we can do that? Can we be like the light to the world? Okay, good. Let's go ahead and pray. You can get a sucker and go to children's church, okay? Dear Lord, we thank you for your love for us, for all the good things that you give us, and for giving us this opportunity to be the light to the world and help us to show the rest of the world you and your grace and your love, and help us to act like you in all the things that we do. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Hard decision, isn't it? There's some good stuff in there. Right, good job. It's tough stuff, isn't it? Please stand for the apostolic reading. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
For have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Lord God, heaven-making, almighty God and Father, we worship you.
Let us pray. Stand watch over your family, O Lord, that we who depend entirely on your heavenly grace may always be protected in the mighty fortress of your love, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
again, until we get over the flu season and everything, we're going to just forego the passing of the peace. But please don't not greet each other. Please greet each other, you know, before and after and in the middle of. We are the body of Christ here. We love each other. And so let's act like it. We're going to forego the shaking of hands and all. So please be seated.
Our first reading comes from the book of Isaiah. Why have we fasted and you not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." Here ends the reading.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Let's now read responsively from Psalm 112. Hallelujah. Happy are they who fear the Lord and have great delight in his commandments.
Their descendants will be mighty in the land.
Wealth and riches will be in their house, and their righteousness will last forever.
Light shines from the darkness, the upright, the righteousness and merciful will accomplish.
It is good for them to be generous in lending and to manage their affairs with justice.
For they will never be shaken, their righteousness kept in everlasting remembrance.
They will not be afraid of any evil rumors. Their heart is right. They put their trust in the Lord.
Their heart is established and will not shrink until they see their desire upon their enemies.
They have given freely to the poor, and their righteousness stands fast forever. They will hold up their head with honor. Our second reading comes from 1 Corinthians. I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the matter we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depth of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Here ends the reading.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass away from the law, until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Now, since the beginning of the year, we've kind of been in this, in these readings of what it's like to be people in the kingdom of God, what it's like to be the church that goes out and does what Christ calls us to do, and we're still talking about that. We still have readings about that, so until the readings aren't about that, I'm going to keep going into that and trying to give a little bit more detail about the things that Jesus is saying here and the rest of the readings are saying here. And we're pretty familiar with this gospel reading. Your salt, as the kingdom of God, as the church, your salt or your light. We have children's songs that sing about these things, and so we all know what they mean, but if we really dig in to what's being said here, especially in this whole reading, we'll see that there's a lot of details. There's a lot of helpful, practical things that we can keep in mind to help us on a daily basis, to help us with our vision for things here at Oregon, especially now in this time in transition, but to help us in putting this into practice. If we think about how Jesus says, we are salt of the earth, we know salt does a couple of things. It makes things taste better, right? And in this day and age, most of us heard that it's used to preserve meat and things like that. But if you think about all the ways that salt does that, it's by being present, by being there, and then it just does its thing. When it comes in contact, it changes the taste. But it's something that stays and remains. It's not necessarily something that moves. And that's why Jesus also includes light. Because light is something that moves. Light's amazing. If you look into the science of light, light doesn't make much sense. Light's a wave and a particle, and we're still trying to figure out what that means scientifically. But the things that Jesus says here is that we go and we change the way things look and feel and taste. We help preserve. We stay. Those are all things that we're called to do. Where people are breaking down, where people are not necessarily doing what they should be, where people are losing hope, life doesn't make much sense, they can't taste anything, they can't look at the goodness that God's given them, we go and we help them by staying, by taking on their burdens, by being with them, by coming in contact, and by staying there with them. Also, we're like light. We move. Light's fast. We measure space distance by how fast light can travel and then how far it would go in a year, light years. Light is fast. Light goes everywhere almost immediately. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't do that as the church. You flip on a light switch, immediately it goes. We can see the things that need to happen, but sometimes we don't go quickly enough, sometimes not at all. But I was thinking about this as I walked around with the tornadoes that came through and everything. We lost power over at our house. And when the power came back on and the lights were back on and everything was back to normal, we had gone to my in-law's house. We came back because the power was back on. Then they cut it off again to upgrade equipment, what my phone said. And in doing that, it woke the kids up again, and so I was up quite late. But at least once it came on after the second time, we had light. But I was still roaming around at 2:30 in the morning, trying to settle down before a busy Friday and a busy weekend. And as I'm roaming around, I realized I don't have the fancy little light feature on my phone right now, but I'm seeing everything. What's going on here? And I realized that the little indicator light, the little green light on the plug of our internet Wi-Fi router was enough light that I was seeing what I was doing. Little bit of light. That light wasn't designed to illuminate the room for me to walk around. But it's light. And light is active. Not passive. Light illuminates. Even a little bit of light illuminates. That little thing that was just there to say green, you got internet, you got power, was doing what light does. It was illuminating the whole room because everything else was dark. Now, if you think about it that way, the church moves. Sometimes we think of it the other way. We think of this place as being a sanctuary from the rest of the world. Bar these doors because everything out there is not for God, and we are. So this is where we come as a sanctuary place to get away from the rest of it. That's not what light does. Light moves out. Light can't help but move out. Quickly. Instead, when we're talking about the kingdom of earth and even hell, hell has gates. Gates are designed to keep something in or out. But the gates of hell will not prevail because the gates of hell are stationary things. So we're on the offense. Here as the church, we're not in here as a defensive mechanism. We move against the gates of hell that can't move. And we do all of that by the Holy Spirit, which is clearly talked about in the 1 Corinthians text. But also, notice that Jesus says all these things about who we are and gives us these analogies of salt and the preservation and the enhancement that salt can be in the light and how that goes and that moves and can't be hidden, and then attaches it right to the law. Because people here are wondering and asking of Jesus, well, if this is all true and faith makes it so that we are in the kingdom of heaven, then we don't need to worry about the future. That's true. That's the good news. But it doesn't mean that we've set aside the law. And he even says here that until this whole thing is over, heaven and earth are passed away, and we're moved on to the new creation after the end of time, the law still remains, not as something to save us. Paul goes on to say it never could, but as something to show us what it's like to be salt and light. And he says that specifically here, saying you can't relax these commandments. We think about murder. That's not good. But then Jesus comes and says, don't relax what the heart of it is. Don't even hate. He takes it to the next level. And that's true for us. But he says, when you teach others to relax these things, what does he say? Not that you won't be in the kingdom, but that you'll be least in the kingdom. You're still in the kingdom, but you're least in the kingdom. That's when your saltiness is lost and all is good, all that's good for is to be thrown out and trampled. Think about that. If we don't, as the church, have the staying power to help people and change the reality of their situation for them by showing them Christ and by being his hands and feet for them, then in the eyes of those people, the church isn't good for anything. We're no different than the rest of the world. We're no help to them. And so all we are is an extra thing you have to do every week, and we don't have time for that. We're still in the kingdom, but we don't relax on these things because then we're not doing what God calls us to do, and he has designed this to be something that works. But think about what he says here at the very end. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom. Now, what that's all about is the most righteous of all the people were the people who took their entire life and their job was to be righteous. And what they did was they completely got away from the heart of the law and they turned it into rules and regulations, not focusing on how those things were supposed to lead them into a relationship with God the Father and be in unison with each other by the Holy Spirit to move out and to do things. The Pharisees spent all their time trying to be righteous, and in doing so, just looked at themselves. They weren't even salt. Not salt that had lost its taste, but they weren't salt at all. They weren't light. They couldn't have been light if they're just focused on themselves. It's not what light does. Light moves out. Can't help it. And so we need to plot ourselves on the spectrum here of what Jesus is saying. Are we doing this thing in this way? Do we go and help people? If we do, great. But do we also stay there and continue to help them? Do we see it through? If we don't, then our helping people is just checking off a box. If we go and we help and then we stay and we see it through and we're there for them, then we're getting to the heart that the Pharisees had missed, the heart of the whole thing, relationship with one another, relationship with God. Jesus says a lot of things here, and like I said, all of the scriptures since the beginning of the year have been relatively on this topic, but this is one of the best ways that Jesus has laid it out for us that we can take and we can look at moving into tomorrow and this next week. Do we go? If not, we need to, or we're not light. But if we go, are we going for the right reasons? Are we just going to check off the box? If so, we're the Pharisees. If we're the Pharisees, then we don't inherit the kingdom at all. Do we go and then say, listen, it's not that important if you help other people. I'm just here to help you out. And we're relaxing on some of these things, and we're not teaching the things that 1 Corinthians says, that God knows these things. God's designed these things. We have the mind of Christ, so let's do the things that he says. If we go and we teach other people these things, and we're disciples making disciples, then we're called great in the kingdom of heaven. I don't care if we're called great at all, other than that we're doing what Jesus says. Being called great in the kingdom of heaven is a byproduct of that. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it to check off boxes. We're doing it because it's the mission that Christ has given us. The same things that we've gone through or are going through, other people are too. So let's be salt with that staying power, with the preserving power, with the power to change the whole way that the thing that we're in is experienced. The whole meal can depend on salt sometimes for some of us. If I cook, a little bit of salt might make a whole difference. But salt changes a lot. It stays. It sees things through. But not if it loses its saltiness. In fact, if it loses its saltiness, then the rest of the world might see us as worthless. We're light. We can't even fathom the outwardness of light. We're seeing light from all over the place right now, and some of that is coming from the sun millions of miles away. It gets here in a couple minutes. That's radical outward movement. That's why Jesus doesn't say we're a donkey and a cart just trotting along, eventually going to get there. No, we're radically, quickly moving outward. If we're not, we're not being the church. Let's do that. Let's be salt and light and all the things that they mean, not checking off boxes like the Pharisees, but going and doing it because it's what Jesus called us to do and because we actually love the people that we're coming in contact with. They're in the image of God too. Infinite worth, according to Jesus, who died for them. Let's do that together. Here at Oregon, be salt and light, and for the right reasons. Amen. Now let us confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you've given us here at Oregon and in our particular lives and in our community and in our state and nation. We just ask that you be with us as we continue to try to live for you in our current context in the world and with all of the things that are going on in it. Help us to be your hands and feet, to love and care for our neighbor the way that you've called us to. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we ask that you be with us and guide us and empower us by your Holy Spirit in this time of transition. Help us to be your body here at Oregon. Do all the things that we're called to do by you and to transition into the new phase that we're about to enter to with love and respect and grace for one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God, we have a lot of needs that we know about and others that we don't know, but you know all of them. We ask that you be with all of those on our prayer list. And all of those that we know outside of this community who are in great need, sick and hurting. We ask that you, as the great physician, be with them. We ask that you enable us to do your work to them. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God, lead us into this next week fully focused on the things that you've told us to do, and being your body here in our community. We ask all these things through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
I want to walk as
Now go in peace, serve the Lord.